We continue Be'ezrat Hashem, our limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Kilayim, and this limud is Le'ilui Nishmat Eva Shelomit Bat Ilana Esther. We are up to the final two Mishnayot of the Masechet, Perek Tet, Mishnah Tet. In this Mishnah, we are going to see examples of Sha'atnez Midrabanan, not Midoraita. We already learned that Midoraita, you have to have at least two components, Tavui ve'arug. It has to be that the wool and linen were spun, each one to a thread, and they were woven together. We're going to see that Midrabanan, there are cases that are also Asur, and they are Levadim Asurim. What's Levadim? Levadim is our felts. Felt is made of, let's say, wool and linen fibers that are pressed together. They're not woven together, but they are pressed together. They're smoothened out together. That's felt. So now let's say you have levadim that are made of wool and linen. Asurim mipene shehem shu'im. They are forbidden, even though they're not woven together, but because they are smoothed. In other words, even though mideoraita shatnez is only when you have smooth, spun, and woven, but midrabanan, if you have a mixture of wool and linen that is processed in even just one of those ways that we mentioned, that is also asur. So now felt is not spun or woven, but it is smoothed together. It's pressed together, and therefore midrabanan, it's asur, as sha'atnez. Another example, piv shel tsemer b'shel pishtan asur. Piv, which literally means a mouth, but it means here the border. Let's say you have a garment of linen, of pishtan, and you attached of a border of wool, you attached to the ends of that garment. So that's called piv shel tsemer b'shel pishtan asur. That's also asur mipenei shehem chozrim ke'arig, because the border of the wool surrounds the weaving of the linen, which means you have a linen garment that was woven by linen, and now you took a woolen border and you put it all around the edges to strengthen the weaving of the linen. That is also asur midrabanan. Being that they are not woven together, the wool and the linen, it's not midoraita. But since the wool that's surrounding the linen is strengthening the weave of the linen and it's preventing it from unraveling, so it's considered part of the linen and it is asur midrabanan. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi gives another case. Meshichot shel argaman asurot. Meshichot, belts of purple wool, are asur to be worn over a linen robe. Mipene shehu molel ad shelo kosher. Because the one who wears it, he tacks the belt onto the robe before he ties the belt around his waist. As the Bar Tenura explains that when a person wears such a belt over his robe, sometimes he would attach that belt to the robe with some loose stitches so that it shouldn't fall off. And therefore, that midrabanan will also be asur. That's called mipeneshu molel ad shelo kosher. The belt could be attached to the robe, and being that they are together, it's considered shatnez, even though they are separate garments. Lo yikshor seret shel tsemer b'shel pishtan lachgor bo et motnav. A person is not allowed to tie a strip of wool, that's seret shel tsemer, b'shel pishtan, to tie it to a strip of linen, lachgor bo et motnav, in order to wrap it around his waist. Even though he has a leather strap in the middle of the belt, which is separating the wool and linen. So even though the wool and linen here are not woven together, but the belt is closed by tying them to each other. And therefore such a mixture is also asur midrabanan. So you have here a belt that is made by one strip of wool that is tied on to through a leather strap to another strip of linen. And when it comes to the tying both ends, you tie the both ends, which are tzemer and pishtan. You're going to be tying wool and linen together. So even though they're actually separate, but that tying is prohibited midrabanan. Mishnah Yud. Otot hagardin veotot hakovsin. Otot means labels. Gardin are weavers, and kovsin are launderers. So now the weavers or the launderers, they would have labels of their, let's say, their mark, of their identity, of their name. They would weave it onto the, they would sew it onto the garment that they took care of. So, otot hagardin veotot hakovsin asurot mishum kilayin, which means, if let's say the garment is wool, and a linen thread is used for the label, or vice versa, then the garment is shatnez, and you cannot wear it. Weavers and launderers, they would embroider the owner's names into garments brought to them for repair or for cleaning, so that they don't mix up like we see till today. So therefore, if they are woven or if they are sewed on to the wool garment by a linen thread, then that would be sha'atnez. Hatochef techifa achat ena chibur ve'en ba mishum kilayim. If a person stitches two pieces of cloth together with one techifa, with one single pass of the needle, that's not considered halachically a chibur. It's not an attachment regarding a few halachot, such as regarding the laws of tum'ah. By the halachot of tum'ah, when you have two items that are attached one to the other, so if one becomes tameh, the other one is automatically tameh as well. But that's only if they are halachically attached. If you attach two pieces of fabric or two pieces of garments with one single pass of the needle, that's not a chibur, ve'en ba mishum kilayim. And also, if you passed one single stitch of linen into a fabric of wool, that's not asur mishum kilayim, because it's not an attachment. V'hashomtah b'shabbat patur. And also, one who undoes such a stitch on Shabbat is patur, which means he's not liable, he's not transgressing isur deoraita, of detaching something that is sewn together, because it's not considered a chibur mideoraita. On Shabbat, one of the melachot is the melacha of korea, of tearing. So one of the ways of tearing is undoing a stitch that holds together two pieces of cloth. But if the stitch was made only with a single pass of a needle, so that's not a real connection, and therefore it's not a transgression of the melacha of korea. When is it considered an attachment? Asa shenera sheha litzad echad. If he brought out the heads of the thread out to the same side of the fabric, that means if he passed the needle through the fabric twice, in and then out again. So then it comes out that both ends of the thread are now on the same side of the fabric. So that's not tochef tchifa achat, that's two tchifot, in and out, in and out. In that case, chibur that is considered an attachment regarding the halachot of tum'ah, ve'yesh ba mishum kilayim, and if we're talking about linen and wool, it's considered an attachment and it's kilayim, ve'ashumta b'shabbat chayav, and one who undoes such a stitch on Shabbat is violating the melacha of korea on Shabbat, and is chayav mideoraita. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheyeshalesh. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that even this stitch that we just mentioned, which is made with two passes of the thread, is still not an attachment. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be till he triples, achi yeshalesh, till he triples the stitch, which means he passes the thread through three times, in and out, and in and out. That's what's considered a chibur, according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Bar Tenura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Masechet ends off with the following words, Hasak vehakupa mitztarefim lekilayim, which means a sack And a box can combine to be kilayim, which means if, let's say, you have a piece of wool that's attached to a sack, and you have a piece of linen that's attached to a box. So each one is attached to a different item. But then the wool and the linen were sewn together with two stitches, the way we just described before. So this combination creates shatnez. Even though the wool and the linen are attached to separate items, they could still become shatnez if they are joined to each other in the way of two stitches that we described before. Hadran alach masechet kilayim. Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should help us to always understand as best we can the words of the Mishnayot, and we look forward to the next Masechet, Masechet Shevi'it. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'Amen.